Blog Talk Radio.
Validation today. You know, I'm gonna cut the music. Welcome to the slot. I am your Mr. Robinson, your host, on this Thursday, the 23rd of March. You know, sometimes I look at the social media. And sometimes you can't do nothing but just shake your head like, well, dang, is it that serious? You got people, man, that's really live their life via social media. You know, if it ain't on social media, they're not interested. If they're not on social media, they don't feel that they're interesting. If people are not commenting and liking every post they put up on social media, they don't feel vindicated. They don't feel, you know, approved, so to say. I see this a lot. And now it's just basically gotten so far gone with the way society has got us thinking about ourselves. You know, some do it more than others, you know. But I guess it's human nature to want to be liked and accepted by certain people we consider as our peers or, you know. But is it mandatory? Is it really that necessary? I mean, if you let somebody control your emotions through a computer or a social media site, you got a lot of work to do on yourself as far as your self-esteem. Because these things shouldn't validate us as humans or our place in society. You know, I think a lot of people feel the need to keep up with what's current and what's going on in the entertainment world, and you know. Because you got people that's out here that's true diehard fans of folks. And they live their life off these certain celebrities and entertainers' words. You know what I mean? I give you one, for instance. Beyonce, one of the biggest artists, you know, one of the biggest talented artists of our time right now. I mean, I sometimes look at, you know, Beyonce could make a move or make a gesture out here, or something from her camp gets out, and the way she make her music and her subject matters, and a lot of women just basically live their life off what Beyonce say. That's the power of words. You know, it's the power of a person's persona. When you got a strong character like that, and people are basically winging off your every word, your every move, your every gesture, you know, that's a real powerful position you're in. I say that to say this, because to this day, you got people that wrap their lives around their most cherished celebrity, the person that they really cherish the most as far as their entertainment. And you got people that are reform their lifestyle just to say, I'm living up to Beyonce standards, or I'm living up to Nicki Minaj standards, or whoever that you idolize out here, you know what I mean? And that's a self-esteem issue. You know, I see a lot of good people, you know, at point in time. You know, don't get me wrong, I've done it myself. Over the years, back when, I remember when MySpace was famous, you know. Then it went from MySpace to Facebook. Oh, man, we all had these outlets came along for us to be ourselves to the public and share certain things of our lives with people via social media. You know, these pictures and the videos, you know, these are just windows into people's lives. Windows, you know, little windows for the public and the world to peek in through to your life and be judgmental. You got to be careful of the stuff that you put up on the internet nowadays. Very careful. Because it can be, you know, you could be in one mode and put some far as you feel less innocent or civilized up on a social media site. You got some weirdo or some, you know, person with animosity in their heart or trolling, just sitting on the internet waiting for something to get active on, waiting for something to be. And then you got people that get on the internet just to be combative with people, just want to argue. Any topic they see, jumping in on it, arguing. You know. But seeking validation from people in this world, you know, is a big problem on a lot of people's self-esteem. You know. And it's gotten to the point where it got dangerous. And it's gotten know, a little bit out of control. Well, I ain't gonna say a little bit out of control. It's got totally out of control because now I see these young kids, these young men, young women. You know, it started with, you know, I see a lot of fight videos, unnecessary drama. And people post this stuff up on their social media, I guess, to get the opinion of people or a reaction out of certain folks. And you can sometimes you can see the same post over and over and over. One person share it, everybody got to share it. You know, someone needs, you know, to know how people feel about it on their page. And, you know, they'll grab it and share it from another page. And now, and it yarn balls on and on and on until, I guess, so many postings and sharings of it, that's what makes it viral. And when something goes viral, especially if it's embarrassing, you know what I mean, the person that the footage or the situation is about, they probably somewhere with their hands and, you know, their head in their hands, shaking their head, embarrassed. But, you know, somebody got this footage, let it out to the public, put it up on one site, and it got shared to another site, and the story, and it goes on, it rolls on and on and on. You know. And you got these people with so much low self-esteem, beautiful people, low self-esteem, you know. I'm going to go to the female factor of things. There's so many things that, you know, people just looking for validation for, you know. I hear a lot of women saying things about, you know, men, all they want is sex. And, you know, they perverts and all this type of stuff. You know, well, some of that is true. But then again, you know, then they turn around, they call these type of people thirsty, da-da-da-da. Especially if they see a guy comment on all their pictures and, you know, these cats is thirsty, everybody thirsty. But who's the thirsty one? The person that's putting the post in the footage up to be validated or judged, or the people that's actually doing the judging and the commenting and the liking? I mean, if you think about it, if you, every day, to make sure that you got on a nice outfit and you take your 3 collage pictures together, every day you got to have an outfit on for your Instagram or your Facebook, or you got to take some, you know, sexually explicit type picture. I'm not going to say naked, you know, because it's what you can do nowadays that could be sexual, you know. I see a lot of chicks out here using this yoga thing. You know, I see a lot of yoga pictures and, you know, positions that they put their body in, I guess, you know. And everybody say it's spiritual. Now, everybody want to be on this spiritual thing with the yoga. But all I see is basically, a bunch of females just putting their bodies into these limber positions and shit just to see if people's going to like the way they bend their body and whatever. It has nothing to do with the yoga factor. I mean, a lot of it is honest, true, holistic, and healing type of stuff and, you know, meditation. You know, you could tell who's into it truly and who's just doing it because it's a fad and it's the end thing. And that's the thing about the internet. When something becomes the end thing, everybody's doing it. If a person see one person get a few likes in the comments, 1,000 likes on a picture or a video for doing a certain type of activity, everybody wants to try it because they want that validation. They want that attention. And that's what it is. And these guys out here, you know, I'm going to say about the, you know, the young rappers and the entertainers, you know, everybody want to show off money and throw money and talk about how much money they make and hold money up to their ear like they talking on the phone with money. And it's validation, man. You know, everybody seeks this validation and attention from people because a lot of people feel like if they're not getting the attention from others, they're not really living. Their life is worthless. And if you feel like that, I feel bad for you because life is bigger than what you can prove to other people about yourself. You know, you shouldn't live your life to prove a point to people, because people is not your judge. If you allow people to be your judge and rule your life and your emotions, well, you got a lot of self-esteem and a lot of self-help issues that you need to work on. You know, don't get me wrong, we've all been guilty of letting things people say and do to us get to us. We're only human. And it happens, you know, especially if you let yourself get consumed by people's words or people's opinions. You know, you got to have tough skin, especially when you deal with the internet and social media. You know, if you're a flamboyant person and you're out there trying to draw attention to yourself, you got to be careful what you ask for, because it can backfire real quick. You know, one thing I've learned about the internet and social media, it can make you and break you at the same time. So we got to be careful about what we put out here in these little windows of our life to the world. You know, a lot of people feel like it's necessary that daily apologies. Don't know what happened right there. Just basically got disconnected, I guess, you know, but we're going to keep on going with it. Where was I? Okay, validation. You know, like I was saying, but you know, you got some self-esteem issues if you let this type of stuff get to you and rule your life. You know, and that's where a lot of people is at with themselves. This means a lot to them, you know. The social media, the comments, the likes. I mean, you know, it's one thing if you have a business online and you're truly running a business, a legitimate business, you know, or you're in a position to help people, or counsel others, or, you know, that's the difference. When you have